So Bartimaeus, what do you want Jesus to do for you? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And verse 52 is just so, so powerful. And Jesus said, okay, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. All right, you got faith? I see that faith. You came to me and wanted mercy? I see that. You didn't ask for things and personal gain. You just asked to see. Go your way. Your faith has made you whole. And here's the powerful part. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way, which means he didn't go his way. He went to Jesus' way. It's just like, wow. Oh, my word. Jesus said, I'll give you your sight. You go do whatever you want. Because Jesus is not here to make you a captive. He's here to set you free. And you don't follow Jesus because you're a captive. And if you ever get a glimpse of who he really is, and if you've ever been in a place in life where life is so dark, you go, you know what? I've got my physical eyesight, but I totally understand what it's like to sit by the highway in life, and it seems like everybody else has got it going on, and I'm stuck in the darkness. I know that deep abyss. I know what it's like to feel that. I know what this man was going through. If you've ever come out of that by seeing Jesus, you know the power of discipleship is in what Jesus did for you. And when you see him and he says, you can go your way, something on the inside says, I'm going your way. Now here's the part to understand. When Jesus was coming out of Jericho, headed for Jerusalem, a road he had been on before, this was his last time. He was headed for Jerusalem to be a ransom for many. And blind Bartimaeus followed him to Jerusalem to see with his physical eyes what he had embraced by faith, the language of Calvary, the mercy of God. Blind Bartimaeus, if you follow him to Jerusalem, you're going to watch what mercy looks like. And you will never be the same. You will hear the hammer and the spikes. You will hear the cries and the agony. You will feel the earth tremble and quake, and you will enter a darkness that covers the earth for hours. And you will understand the language of Calvary like you've never known it before. And mercy will be completely redefined when you see it with your eyes. This is the language of Calvary. The language of Calvary. May we be a people who see and hear and speak what only Calvary can give us. And when we do, we won't be people that go our way. We will be people that go the Jesus way. I'm not here to tell you you're supposed to do church. I'm not here to give you the list of things you're supposed to do and the things you're not supposed to do, because I know that's not going to change you. That's not going to convert you. As a believer, that won't convert you into a true follower of Jesus Christ. But I do know that if we see what mercy really looks like on Mount Calvary, if we're ready to receive that, see that, hear that by faith in our hearts, we will never be the same people. We cannot be people who walk our own way if we truly comprehend what Jesus did for us on Mount Calvary through the cross. The power of the resurrection. He's not here. He's alive. Why you seek the living among the dead? You got a living Savior. The more we grow in those truths, we realize, wait a minute, why am I wearing this beggar's garment? I actually can cast this thing. This is not who I am. Why is it I'm still wearing the garment of a beggar? In the name of Jesus Christ and according to the high calling in Christ Jesus, I remove this and I embrace all that I am in Christ Jesus. Everyone needs a need that makes them need Jesus. Everyone needs a need that makes them need Jesus. I'll even say this. Nobody's going to truly know Jesus until they've come across a need that makes them need Jesus. And I don't know when that's going to happen in your life. Maybe it already has. A whole lot of folks in the room go, and I've already taken this journey. I know this one. And some don't, but you will. Seeing Jesus puts me on the highway, but not as one of the many. Seeing Jesus puts me on the highway, but not as one of the many. It puts me on the highway as a follower of Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't come to put you on the Jericho Road just to be on the Jericho Road. Bartimaeus got up, hit the Jericho Road as a follower of Jesus Christ. Why? He spoke the language of Calvary.